This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Hey, buddies, welcome back. Let's talk some Mavs with you inside of a rim session. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you are hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333 or go online to frankelfirm.com, Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. As we are, what are we sitting here like 48 hours from right now, we will be in the midst of game one, Dallas Mavericks.
LFG.
Versus Clippers. It's playoffs, baby. Let's cut those lights out. We'll put the kids to bed. The G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim. It's always a special occasion when Dawson fills the Wooly Bully shoes fantastically.
Doing my best. You know, shout out to the Wooly Bully. It was great to have him back in studio yesterday. And he'll be making his triumphant permanent return, I believe, next Wednesday. Get you set. Yeah. And then, big night on Thursday. Is he hosting the draft coverage Thursday night?
He is hosting the draft coverage Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yep.
So you get super proud of their takes. I get super proud of their hostings.
Yeah. I mean, we've been, like I say, been really fortunate for all this isn't easy to do. You know, all these guys and gals looking at a couple hundred players and having other jobs they're having to deal with, but a lot of pride in that group. And that's the cool thing about it is how everybody pulls together. And Woolchuck, he's going to do a great job hosting for us those 3 days.
Okay, we have an article here, and it was written by Bill Reiter.
Bill Burr.
Bill Reiter, R-R-E-I-T-E-R, CBSSports.com. Why Luke is at risk of becoming James Harden 2.0 and how the Mavs superstar can set himself apart. The Frankel Firm injury attorney text line is open for you at 877-881-1053. What do you think of the Luka comp to James? Now, James is 9 years older, and this story's written, right? Like, he has not been a good playoff performer, and now he's trying to get one late Barry Bonds style to sort of erase the history of, you know, what he did as a younger man in the postseason. Some of the most disappointing playoffs from, you know, an MVP player of all time. And so far for Luka's playoffs, he's been amazing. And, you know, while his team hasn't had more team success than James Harden has, his individual per-game production is elite. But here's what CBS Sports has for you as far as concern in this department. And again, if you'd like to text into the show, please leave your name and city you're texting from. We'd like to get some good engagement on this bad boy. Okay, Luka's usage rate, 35.98, the 20th highest mark in a season in history. No player in league's history with a higher single-season usage rate has ever made a final, let alone won one. Of the 19 times players had the ball in their hands more often than Luka did this season, only three have even made a conference final. Harden in 18, Kobe in 06, Doncic himself 2 years ago. His only time past the first round. Jordan has two of the highest usage rate single seasons in history, missed the playoffs in one of them, was eliminated in the first round in the other. In seasons with a top 20 all-time usage rate, Giannis, Iverson, and D-Wade also lost in the first round of the playoffs. Three players have won an MVP while having a top 20 all-time usage rate, Giannis, Harden, Embiid. Not one of them got out of the second round of the playoffs those seasons. So they're making that historical case, you know, and I don't know about you, Chief. Is it a situation where that is prohibiting players if you have that set up on your team, or is it just a matter of we haven't seen somebody with that high of a usage rate win at all yet?
That's a good question. I don't know that we will get to a point that we will see a guy with a usage rate that sky high being able to win a championship. I think these teams have, when you go up against teams that have way more than that, like being one guy shouldering that much of a load is, that's too much for anybody, I would say. To win a championship, you can have going nice runs, whatever, but I don't think you're winning a title doing it that way.
It's probably the function of a depleted roster or just a roster that doesn't stack up, that we're having to go to this guy this much.
For sure. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And then and usually the teams that are getting to the finals are teams that have some depth and they got some quality role pieces on top of a guy who is or two that are superstar badasses.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you have a sixth man who could be an all-star on other teams quite often or was, an all-star for another organization in his prime. And now he's that cagey veteran playing 25 minutes a night, but just going at a super high level. But it sounds to me, Chief, like you might be suggesting that it might be true that the Mavs can't win a title with Luka's usage rate being this high. But what do you think about the James Harden comp? Would you go there?
I would not go there with the Luka and James Harden. I understand some of the aspects, but Luka has proven to be a guy in the playoffs. He rises to the occasion. He is not a guy who, despite the usage rate, gets to the playoffs and then just fizzles out. Now, you did see his efficiency numbers in the second half of those Clippers series in the past in the postseason where he is just too exhausted, and the first half version of himself in those games is a much more efficient version than the second half version of himself there because he is a little bit exhausted. But by and large, this dude is hitting big shots and putting up big numbers like you would want from a superstar in the postseason. So that is a huge difference right there when you start talking about James Harden, where he's averaging, I believe James Harden for his career in the postseason averages like 22 points per game. And he's not doing it in an efficient way. Whereas Luka, he's been a stud in the postseason. One, we know that. He put the team on his back and took him to the Western Conference Finals, a team that had no business getting there. James Harden could never have done something like that, even at peak James Harden. Secondly, James Harden is the guy who they've had to tweak the rules for. He was living at the line. Remember, like, all those cheap ticky-tack, get to the line. They've literally had to change the way the game is refereed because of James Harden and just how much BS was involved with that. Luka is leading the league this year in points that don't involve free throws. 27 points a game where he's not – that doesn't include any free throws. And that's all-time stuff. That's, like, better than Michael Jordan in his heyday. So Luka doesn't need you can, okay, that's fine. Well, I'm not getting any calls today. I'm still going to give you probably 30. Yeah. Prime James Harden, not the case.
Let me throw this at you because they have some great numbers in here that speak to how well the Mavs have done. Since the All-Star break, the Mavs have the 7th best offensive rating in the league. And on defense, the Mavs have been the league's best over the past 20 games. They also have the 2nd best record over that stretch behind only Boston. I would like to see usage rate isolated to just these 20 games. And even then, I would like to use some imagination that they didn't need all of these games to try to avoid being in the play-in, to try to avoid, having the matchup that they would dread being having to play on this Tuesday and Wednesday night and this Friday night to even be in the playoffs. You take away that desperation and you put Luka at the start of next year with a healthy Kyrie Irving, with Gafford and Washington in there, like what will the usage rate be going forward? And I would say going into the playoffs, it's probably not like top 20 of all time NBA history usage rate, Luka, in this situation.
Yes. Yeah. That's going to be a fun project. We need to go dive in and see what over the last 20 plus games or so, what the usage rate has been for Luka since he's had the running mate Kyrie being consistently there and just the new look team, because it's a lot of, Luka's here's an outlet pass and you guys go get it done for us in transition,
Well, it has to be in a positive way for Luka in the fact that Kyrie stayed healthy. Kyrie has been able to play in a lot of games.
Totally.
And so instead of Luka having to shoulder the load, he's been able to at certain times in that second, take a little bit of a rest into the third, into the fourth. That games have been, even though they've been in a lot of tight games, Kyrie could still do all the things necessary to get the offense going to finish the game. But the fact that Kyrie's been playing more games, those numbers have to help Luka.
Yeah.
That he's not having to shoulder that load.
And if it's not bringing him down into a range where it's sustainable to win in the playoffs, then I think you need to look at next year getting Kyrie the ball even more and, diversifying the offense in a way that you're not so Luka dependent.
I was just looking like all-time usage rate was the 2016 version of Russell Westbrook, which was about 42%. And Luka right now for the season is at 36. So, and I would think it's probably less over the last month and a half or whatever than even that. So you can see there's a big discrepancy from what like crazy usage rates are, which was Russell Westbrook from 5-6 years ago, compared to what even Luka is right now. Yeah. You know, so this isn't a Luka having to do every single thing. Granted, he's doing a ton for this basketball team, but there is enough help around him to where he's not meeting all-time usage rate standards at all.
Max from Arlington, I don't think they're the same, and I think that this is the best team Luka has had by far. I think they'll at least make it to the finals, if not win it all. 214, the biggest problem with having a usage rate that high is that it indicates that you don't have a lot of other options, and it's too easy to take away one other option in the playoffs. Yeah, arguments from execs around the league, the defensive liability that accompanies their offensive excellence and certainly accompanies Luka's, is a fault of this system. The wear and tear of the high usage rate player that can impact performance in the postseason. The way players like Doncic or Harden drive offensive outcomes all year as individuals while dominating the ball undercuts their teammates' ability to be ready and best situated or properly muscle memoried to contribute in key playoff moments. There might be something there. The way playoff basketball is much more geared of stopping individual excellence than team excellence. And that's the biggest one. I think game in and game out in the regular season, you're kind of like, hey, let's go play, right? Let's do what we do and try to stop them. Once you get into the playoffs, it's like, hey, this play is killing us. Let's shut this down.
Right. Yeah. Taking one guy away is much easier. Or just letting that guy cook and knowing that that one guy is not going to be enough to beat you when it's all said and done over the course of a 7-game series. So, yeah, the team that's built around the guy who needs the 40% usage rate just so they can get through games, that is not the team that is going to do much in the way of winning. But that's not the version of Luka that we're dealing with right now. He does have the Robin to his Batman, and Kyrie, from time to time, you're looking at, like, I'm looking at Batman. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Especially when it's, oh my gosh, it's the fourth quarter, and here comes Kyrie with 10, 12 points, just taking over the game. He understands that. So this is a different situation, and this is why we are all very excited on the potential of where this Mavs team can go right now in the postseason. It's not just Luka, please God, drag us through every single night. Luka will be unbelievably nasty, but he will be getting plenty of help, and that's why this team can go do something right now.
I think that if Luka can concentrate in the playoffs of playing just as hard as he can play for three, and in the fourth that you know you have Kyrie to kind of pick things up, man, that to me seems like a pretty good recipe for beating somebody. If Luka could just listen, don't try and conserve anything for the fourth, man. We got a guy that can handle the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You figure out a way to play. You know, you figure out a way to get 26 points in the first. Figure out a way to get another 14 points in the second. You know, and then in the third, when you get a little rest, we'll come back. And then, but in the fourth, don't worry, we got a guy to close this thing.
And they've done it so well this year, where they are one of the best in the sport when it comes to winning these tight games, the clutch games that are within 5 points in the final 5 minutes of the game. The Mavericks have been awesome there.
Luka is 9 years younger. I think it's kind of unfair to suggest that the same thing is going to happen for James, for Luka, that happened to James. And by the way, when Harden did get a legit co-star in Houston, they had the Warriors down 3-2 until Chris Paul got hurt again. They might have went and won the championship. They had Clint Capella defending, Tucker. They had Eric Gordon closer to his prime. When they did give James Harden a really good team, like Luka has around him now, they were one win from reaching the finals, basically.